Should patients read the doctor's notes?
Absolutely.
Can they read the doctor's notes?
Not necessarily.
Well, that's the subject of a Pauline Chen article that appeared in the New York Times. It talked about a couple who wanted a copy of what she had written, she's a doctor, in their medical file. And her staff became alarmed, thinking that this was ultimately a ploy to get their documents so that they could sue Dr. Chen.
Mm-hmm. I also thought that perhaps it wasn't legal to give it to the patient.
Well, it wasn't until 1996. But this talked about 40 years. For 40 years, the tension over patient access has been playing out in hospitals, clinics, and doctors' offices. It was not until the 1970s that a few states began giving patients the right to see their own notes.
I would never have guessed that. I would have thought I had complete right to see
I would have thought that, too.
Especially since I'm paying the bill.
And apparently the doctors were worried that their notes might become a source of unnecessary stress for patients. Now, that could also be read as unnecessary stress for the doctors.
Well, they don't actually, a lot of them don't have the best handwriting. And here's an example of a routine abbreviation in jargon such as SOB, which means shortness of breath.
And anorexic, which is a general lack of appetite. And the doctors are fearful that those would be misinterpreted, or they could be not only misinterpreted, but the patient may just drop the doctor because how dare he think that I'm an SOB?
Right. Now, there are some other comments. I know, just speaking from experience, looking at a review of an x-ray or a CAT scan that said unremarkable, which means
right.
In doctor land,
it's not a big
nothing
deal.
To remark
nothing,
about.
Nothing to remark about.
Not that it isn't, you know, that it's a boring x-ray. It's just nothing to remark about.
Now, we mentioned 1996, and that was the year in which the legislation called HIPAA, which you may have heard about, and every time you go to a doctor's office, they ask you to fill out a form or sign a form that acknowledges that they have the right to be able to transmit information about your health to your insurance company or other interested parties. And this gave the patient the right to see their medical files, but in reality, few have. And requesting your medical files generally requires, from my experience, that they won't just hand you your files. They'll hand you a copy. And you have to pay for the copying charges.
You know, Dennis, I was referencing at another time with a physical that I had this week. I've been going to this doctor for over 15 years. I didn't even realize it. The records are an inch thick.
Oh, yeah. Mine.
Of good health.
Mine is, it's a doorstop.
That's true, because you're older.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There's a program that has been enacted. It's a study in which the researchers are trying to determine whether, in fact, patients want to see their notes and whether doctors and patients want to see each other after the patient sees the notes. So what they're doing is the program is called Open Notes, and it involves over 100 primary care physicians and approximately 25,000 patients. And they're testing it in Boston, Seattle, and in Pennsylvania.
I really wonder how many patients, after the first glance, will bother to return and read them.
Well, I don't know. What they're going to do is, within how many days of a doctor's visit, the doctor's office is going to email the patient and direct them to a website, a secured website, where they can view the signed physician notes. And the patients will receive a second email 2 weeks prior to any return visit reminding them that the notes from their previous visit are available for review.
What I did find interesting is that they are actually looking at, after a year, will the patients and doctors still want to continue sharing notes?
Right.
Is it a big question?
And that's the whole concern. Finding patients who were willing to participate in this was no problem. Finding doctors who were willing is quite another issue. Now, many were worried about workload and issues of clarity. And I know that I talked to my doctor about electronic records, and he said, you know, it may curtail some of the candor that the doctor feels privileged or able to put into the notes when describing the patient, and that the notes may become more sterile and not necessarily a clear reflection of their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be an observation, obviously, but there won't be any embellishment that the doctor may or may not have felt that was necessary.
Well, the embellishment may be something as very innocent as assisting them in recalling the patient.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of the number of files and number of patients that are served.
Yeah, that's true. The patient that had two heads, you remember
right.
him?
Or the one that rides a motorcycle or
the
something
one I couldn't
along that
stand
one.
And thank God he never came back.
Those little rapport builders.
All right. Okay.